This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. First, we're excited to let you know that very generous friends of Daily Hope have stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give now to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus with people around the world will be double, but the grant expires tomorrow at midnight. So contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com and have your financial gift matched up to $50,000, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Integrating God's Word into My Life.
How do you integrate God's Word into every area of your life? The first verse on your outline today is out of Psalm 119, verse 20. The Contemporary English Version says this: "What I want most of all," what I want most of all, in other words, the number one priority in my life, "what I want most of all and at all times," that means it's integrated, it's not just at church time, but at all times, "is I want to honor your laws." David is saying here, you know, I want to be a man of the word. Whether I'm at work or I'm at home or I'm at a Ducks game or I'm playing with my kids or I'm on a golf course, I want to be a man of the word. I want my life to be leaded and guided and directed by the word of God. Now, what I want to do this weekend is show you how to do that. And how you do that is in six very simple steps. The steps are actually in the six Bible verses we've been memorizing for the last 6 weeks. Every one of those memory verses were intentionally chosen because they give a key to keeping on in the word of God. And if you'll not just memorize these six verses we've been having one a week on, but you'll actually begin to build your life around them, then you will become a woman of the word. You will become a man of the word. Because these things teach us how to take the Bible and build on it, feed on it, live by it, grow through it, act on it, and trust in it. Let's look at these six verses. The first thing I'm going to do, if I'm going to become a man of the word or a woman of the word, is I must build on it. I must build on it. In other words, I make the Bible the foundation for my life. Whatever is the foundation will determine how big the structure can be on top of it. And so I'm going to build my life on the Bible. Now, this is what Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 7. At the end of his very famous Sermon on the Mount, he says this: "Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock," Matthew 7, 24. It's one of our memory verses. He's saying you can build your life on sand, or you can build your life on a rock. Now, if you build your life on the rock of truth, truth never changes. Opinion changes, but truth doesn't change. If it's true, it's been true. It was true 1,000 years ago. It'll be true 1,000 years from today. An opinion does change. But if you build on the rock of God's word, they say, then you're going to build on the stability of something that never changes. And when the rogue winds of life come, when the storms of life, when the trials and the troubles and temptations and all those tough times inevitably come into your life, you're not blown away. You're not blown over. You don't crumble like most people do because you are solid. You're built on a rock foundation. On the other hand, if you build on the shifting sands of just opinion or whatever happens to be popular, whatever, then you're going to be shifting sands. The foundation will crumble. The structure will crumble. I need to say, first off, say, God, I'm going to build my life on this book. I don't always understand it. Shoot, I don't even always like it. I don't even like what God says sometimes. But God, even if I don't like what you say, I'm going to build my life on what you say because I know you're not going to lie to me. It's the truth. Now, most people build their lives on shifty foundations and their lives fall apart. Let me give you four common foundations you don't want to build your life on. Number one is popular culture. Some people build their life on popular culture because they think, well, you know, I just do whatever everybody else is doing. If it's popular, I do it. If it's not, I don't do it. The problem with that is whatever's popular today is going to be unpopular tomorrow. Whatever's in style today will be out of style tomorrow. Whatever is cool today will not be cool tomorrow. And so it's constantly changing the foundation. God says this in Exodus 23, verse 2, up here on the screen. He says, don't follow the crowd in doing wrong, because the crowd's often wrong. So he says, don't build yourself on a shifting sands of popular culture. Second thing you don't want to build on is tradition. A lot of people build their lives on tradition. In other words, I do it because I've always done it.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts, because only God's Word can truly transform your life. As you spend time focusing on His Word, you'll be better equipped to make wise decisions, resist temptation, find comfort when you're sad, and you'll experience the peace of God's presence. That's why Pastor Rick created the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. And it is beautiful, with a soft black leather look and feel and an embossed Bible verse on top. It's filled with 52 Bible verses specially selected by Rick to inspire you to listen to God's voice in everything you do. They'll help build your confidence in asking God for what you need, and they'll help you find the biblical wisdom necessary to understand God's vision for your life. The scripture cards are thoughtfully designed with artwork and gold foil accents, and they'll help you memorize these life-changing verses so they come to mind when you need them most. If a scripture really speaks to you, frame it. Put them in places where you can read them during the day for encouragement. By the way, today when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world, generous friends of Daily Hope are going to match your gift up to $50,000. But you only have till midnight tomorrow to make your gift go twice as far. Go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. Again, that's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource and have your gift matched by the $50,000 matching grant. So contact us today.
Now, back to more from God's Word with Pastor Rick Warren.
God says this in Exodus 23, verse 2, up here on the screen. He says, don't follow the crowd in doing wrong, because the crowd's often wrong. So he says, don't build yourself on a shifting sands of popular culture. Second thing you don't want to build on is tradition. And a lot of people build their lives on tradition. In other words, I do it because I've always done it. And that's a circular reasoning idea. Or my parents have always done it. Or my grandparents have done it. Or we've always done it that way. Now, tradition isn't bad. And in fact, something becomes a tradition because it works. But no tradition lasts forever. Truth lasts forever, but no tradition lasts forever. Traditions eventually wear out, become obsolete, and they're not valid. And even Jesus says this in Mark chapter 7 on the screen, verse 8. He says to a group of religious leaders, you have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men. I know a lot of churches like that. They're holding on to traditions that aren't really in the Bible. It's just something they've always done, traditional. And he says, you're actually putting tradition before truth, and that's going to get you in trouble. A third thing you don't want to build your life on is simply reason. Now, we all need reason. Reason is reasonable. In fact, God gives us the ability to reason. But sometimes what you think is reasonable is not actually right. And you say, well, I've always thought. Well, it really doesn't matter what you've always thought. What matters is what's the right thing to do in this circumstance. When I rely on my own intellect, when I do what I've always thought, what seems reasonable to me often ends up being a mistake. Reason's a good thing, but it's not infallible. Proverbs 16:25 says this here on the screen. There's a way that seems right to man. It seems like the right thing. But in the end, he goes, it's a dead end. It's a dead end. It leads to death. How many times have you made a decision you thought was reasonable? I need to marry this person. I need to get into this business. I need to accept this job offer. I need to make this investment. And what seemed like the right thing was an absolute disaster, because your reason isn't always infallible. You make mistakes. And we're not always, when we think we're being logical, we're not always as logical as we think we are. Now, the most important one to avoid is the fourth one, which is emotion. And some people build their lives simply on emotion. They build their lives on their feelings. If it feels right, I do it. If it feels wrong, I don't do it. In other words, I do what I feel like doing. Do what you feel. I feel like doing it, so, and it feels right, so it must be right. There's a problem with that. Feelings lie. They lie to you all the time. Your feelings, you lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. And your feelings sometimes tell you things are going great when they aren't. And sometimes your feelings tell you things are going falling apart when they're actually better than you think they are. Feelings lie to you all the time. They're highly unreliable. And if you live by your feelings, you will spend your life manipulated by your moods. Most of what gets accomplished in the world today is done by people who don't feel like doing it when they did it. If you only do what you feel like doing, you'll stay in bed most days of the week. A lot of times to get anything done, you got to do what you don't feel like doing. And if you build your life simply on emotions, I feel like doing it, then you do it. There's a word for that, immaturity. Maturity and wisdom is when you act according to your values, according to your convictions, and according to what's right rather than what I feel like doing. The Bible tells us in Judges chapter 21, now this is like 5,000 years ago, it says, at that time, there was no king in Israel, and people did whatever they felt like doing. Now, to show you how these are unreasonable and unreliable, emotion and reason and tradition and popular culture, I thought I'd show you a difference between how Hollywood views marriage and how God views marriage. This is Hollywood's formula for relationships. You want to be happy? It says, number one, what you do is you find the right person, okay? Then number two, you fall in love. Then number three, you fix all your hopes and dreams on that one person for all your future fulfillment. And then number four, if failure occurs, repeat steps one, two, and three. Okay? Just repeat it over and over and over, and you know, it's 10 dozen times, doesn't really matter, okay? Now, let me give you God's prescription for relationships. Number one, instead of finding the right person, become the right person. You focus on building character in your life, the kind of person that, you know, is worthy of marriage, okay? Become the right person. Then number two, instead of falling in love, walk in love. You see, love is a choice. It's 100% under your control. You say, I fell out of love. Well, you chose to fall out of love because you choose to fall in and you choose to fall out. Love is a choice. It's not an emotion. Love creates emotion. Oh, baby, some really good ones. But love is not an emotion. Love is a choice. It's making your problem my problem. It's choosing your need over my need. It's being other-centered rather than me-centered. So, third step is fix your hope on God and honor him through your relationship. And then number four, if failure occurs, repeat steps one, two, and three. And that's the difference. Now, you want to build your life on the word of God. Say, you know, I don't always agree with it. I don't always like it. It's not always convenient. It's not always politically correct. But if God said it, it's got to be true. So God, I'm going to build my life on the Bible. It is my final authority. This is my final authority for life. Now, I've asked Pastor Buddy to come and share the next couple of points. Okay?
The second way to integrate the Word of God into your life is to feed on it. Feed yourself on the Word of God. The Bible tells us that the Word of God is spiritual food. In fact, it uses several pictures. The Bible describes itself as the water, the milk, the bread, and the meat of the spiritual life. So it has everything that you're going to need for sustenance. But you have to be feeding yourself. You have to be eating something. Because just like you need physical food for physical strength, well, you've got to have spiritual food for spiritual strength. We need to be feeding ourselves so that we have strength to accomplish the tasks ahead of us. The Bible says that we are all building. And the Bible also says that we're all in spiritual warfare. And you're not going to have much success in building your life or in winning the spiritual battles that you face if you're starving yourself to death. So we need to be feeding ourselves on the Word of God. Now, one of the things that I have found is, unlike regular food, when I eat, when I feed on the Word, the more I eat, the hungrier I get. The more I taste to see how good the Lord is, the more of the sweetness of the honey of the Word, the milk of the Word, the hungrier that I get for it. Colossians 3:16, the Bible says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you. Let it move into you. Let it inhabit you. Take up residence in a rich, a profound, and a life-changing, and a life-giving way. That's what that verse is saying. So how do we feed ourselves on the Word of God to allow that to happen so that God's Word is dwelling in us and building us up? Well, let me give you some things to write down. These are actually some review points from what Pastor Rick talked about just a few weeks ago. The first way that you can take the Word of God in is I can receive it with my ears. Write that down. I can receive it with my ears. That means I have to be hearing the Word of God. Bible says faith comes through hearing the Word of God. The second way to feed on the Word of God is I read it with my eyes. So I hear it with my ears, but now I read it with my eyes. Why do you think God gave you this book? Not just so you can put it on a shelf. Having a Bible in your house is not going to bless your life. You've got to have the Bible in your heart. You've got to take it in by reading the Word of God. So there's a third way that we can feed on the Word of God, and that is that I research it. I research it with my hands and with my mouth. Now, what does that mean? It's talking about studying the Word of God. Remember, the difference between reading devotionally and studying the Bible is that when you study the Bible, you've got a pencil in your hand. You've got to be writing things down, writing down your thoughts, journaling what God is saying to you. A fourth way to feed yourself on the Word is I can reflect on it with my mind. I reflect on it with my mind. I don't just read it, maybe talk about it, and then go on as though nothing had happened. But I spend time meditating on the Word of God. That's what 40 Days in the Word has been all about, giving us different ways to meditate, to reflect on the Word of God, to think about it, to chew on it. And then a fifth way I can feed myself is I remember it with my heart. I remember it with my heart. Now, there's a difference between remembering with your mind and with your heart. This is talking about memorizing Scripture. But now, why does God want us to do this? Well, that brings us to the next point. Not only are we to feed on it, I want you to write this down. We integrate the Word into our lives when we live by it. You've got to live by the Word of God. It is the Word of God that sets the standard by which you judge everything else of value in your life. It's the standard by which you make decisions for the things that you are facing in life. You've got to build your life on something. You've got to base those decisions on something. And it comes when we allow the Word of God to become the standard by which we live. The Bible says in Psalm 1, blessed is the one, the man, the woman, who doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, but who meditates on the Word of God. What does that mean? It means if you want your life to be blessed, you don't build your life on the counsel of the world, on the way the world thinks. But you meditate, you build your life on the way that God thinks. The counsel of the ungodly, that's the stuff that we hear all the time on television, in movies, in print media. It's the talk that goes on around the world around us. It's the values of the world. And the Bible says if you want your life to be blessed, you don't build your life, you don't live your life by that kind of counsel, but live your life, build your life, feed your life on the Word of God. Because it's the Word of God that will give you hope when you're in crisis. It's the Word of God that will give you comfort when you are in despair. It's the word of God that will give you strength when you are weak. It's the word of God that will give you wisdom when you're confused. It's the word of God that will give you guidance when you're looking for direction. And it's the word of God that will give you strength to resist, to fight against temptation. Look at this next verse in your outline, Psalm 119:11. The Bible says, I've hidden your word in my heart so that I might not sin against you. He says, this is the reason I've hidden your word. That's what memorizing the Bible is about. It's about hiding it, taking it into my heart. He says, I've hidden your word in my heart, not so that I can just be a goody-two-shoes little Christian, but it's so that I will not sin against you. Remember in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was tempted, there were three times the devil came and tempted him, and all three times, Jesus only used one weapon to defend himself. He said, yeah, but it's written. And the devil would tempt him again, and he would say, yeah, but it's written. It is written. It was the only weapon he used to defend himself. If you want to be like Christ, you've got to defend yourself the way he did. When you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, you absorb the nature of Christ, the flavor and the aroma of Christ. But something else happens to you. You take on a whole new identity, and you begin to become the man or woman of God that he has always wanted you to become. You begin to become the man or woman of God that you have always wanted to be. When you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, not only do you know what the word of God says, you begin to become more and more like the author. Now, Pastor Rick is going to come and share with us the fourth way to integrate the word of God into our lives.
To become a woman of the word, or to become a man of the word, you got to first make the Bible your foundation and you build on it. Then you got to make the Bible your food and you eat it. And then the third metaphor is you make it your lifestyle in which you're going to live by. You make it your standard in which you live by. The fourth thing you do is you make it the seed that you grow through.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $50,000 matching grant. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
When you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And right now your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Call 800-600-5004 or you can visit PastorRick.com. And as a special thank you, we'll send you the Hearing the Voice of God Scripture Box. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 2 days left to get this great resource and have your gift matched by the $50,000 matching grant, so contact us today. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.